Commissioners, regular session, Thursday, July 16th, 2015, to order. Second item on the agenda is Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Dougie.
Present.
Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller. Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Yes.
Smith.
Here.
Toco.
Here.
Fosberg.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda. Moved by Kleinfeld, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak?
Good morning. I'm Pat Daniels, Chairman of Macomb County Veterans Service Commission. I'm here this morning because you're going to either reappoint or appoint two openings on the commission, one being mine and the other Andy Knapp. I'm not here this morning to plead my case, because the reality is, those of you who know me know that whether I get reappointed or not, when I leave here, I'll be looking for a veteran that I can help this morning in some kind of way. I'm here more on behalf of Andy Knapp. I understand that there was some concern about whether or not he was still a viable part of that board and whether or not he was still contributing. And I can assure you that he is. He doesn't go out in the middle of the night and take a vet to a hotel who has no place to go. He leaves that stuff to us, the younger ones. His way of contributing and helping veterans is serving on that commission and attending those meetings and giving us his input. Yes, he's 95 years old, but the knowledge that he has, the insight and the experience he has from being 95 years old and being a World War II vet can't be replaced. So I would urge you to reappoint, on behalf of all the other commissioners who have sent me here today, to urge you to reappoint Andy Knapp to the commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, twice, three times. Public participation is closed. No correspondence from the executive at this time. We obviously have, per the charter and state law, need to approve or reject the director of equalization, and so I need a motion. Move, Toco, move to approve, supported by Vosberg. Everybody had their hand up, so. Is there any discussion? We have a motion to approve Kristen Seeloff as Director of Equalization. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations. It passes unanimously.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
Appointments to the Veterans Affairs Commission. I think we had an issue yesterday in terms of what were registered veterans organizations
right,
per the law. And so John wrote an opinion that everybody got, and he can speak to that.
Actually, the opinion was written by, the opinion was authored by Frank Kreisha from my office. I knew one of the two applicants whose applications were in question. I didn't want to be accused of either holding grudges against him or showing favoritism to him. Since Frank wrote that opinion, I did speak with that applicant. Actually, I've spoken with both of the applicants whose applications were in question. And Lieutenant Colonel retired John Wallace pointed me in direction of some more research material. I've done a much deeper dive on the research, and it turns out that the 82nd Airborne Division Association is in fact federally chartered. Therefore, his letter of recommendation does originate under, as required by Michigan law, with an organization chartered in the county. The county doesn't issue the charter. It's a chartered organization which operates and has a presence here in the county. The second applicant I spoke with just this morning, and his organization, the Southeast Michigan Veterans Stand Down, I believe it was, is not a federally chartered organization. I explained that his affiliation with that organization is not the controlling issue here. It is the point of origin of the letter of recommendation. He does not have to be a member of a chartered organization. The recommendation has to come from a chartered organization. He assured me that he could get one from the Veterans Administration or a couple of other groups, however, not today. He asked that perhaps the board may undertake a request to table the issue. If you choose to do so, you can't be faulted for doing it. You can't be faulted for not doing it either. But that's where it stands. Wallace's application is valid. The other applicant, unfortunately, because his letter of recommendation did not come from a proper organization per Michigan law, his application is not acceptable.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have the requirements in front of me. I apologize.
Yes.
But does it require...
It's in your full board packet on page 8.
Okay. So if you can help me, if you're familiar with it, does it say a federally chartered...
It is a confusing little sentence in Michigan law. It has like four prepositional phrases right in a row. And it's confusing to figure out which phrase modifies which phrase, which modifies
okay,
what
let
idea.
Me, let, me re- but, let me rephrase that. Is there something that we can change to make it a little bit more understandable for any applicant?
No. Well, we could explain the law in a lot more clear, common sense terms, but we can't change the law, obviously, without Lansing's action.
Again, I just in the future, so we don't have this problem.
Yes,
is there something
we can.
That we can change without making a huge process. Of
yes, we can. We could simply we could articulate the requirement in just plain, simple English.
All right, Mr. Chairman. I guess obviously, can we put this on the docket? Is this something the Board of Commissioners would have to do, or is this something that how would that process go?
The Board of Commissioners, when it puts out the notice of application. I mean, we do state that in our process right now. I mean, I think what we can do as a practical matter is that when these applications come in and there is one in question, we can get to that individual or individuals early in the process to notify them to either say, you know, this isn't a congressionally chartered veterans organization, so if you are part of one, you need to send that letter of recommendation from a different source. I think that would be the way to go about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And for whatever it's worth, those organizations are all listed in Title 36 of the United States Code. There are about 150 of them.
And I think we can put that link on the application as well.
Great.
Okay. With that, which individual does not qualify?
Connor.
So there are two spots, and Connor does not qualify at this time. So it's Pat Daniels, Frank Flores, Andy Knapp, John Smeekins, and John Wallace. So the clerk will call the roll. Each commissioner name two candidates.
Commissioner Brown.
Andrew Knapp and Patrick Daniels.
Carabelli.
Daniels and Knapp.
Ducey.
Patrick Daniels and Andrew Knapp.
Kleinfeld.
Daniels, Knapp.
Marino.
Daniels, Knapp.
Majak.
Daniels and Knapp.
Miller. Sabatini.
Daniels and Knapp.
Sauger.
It's an honor to vote for Daniels and Knapp. Thank you.
Smith.
Daniels and Knapp.
Bosberg. Toko.
Daniels and Knapp.
Flynn.
Daniels and Knapp. Unanimous. Congratulations, Pat, and extend our congratulations to Andrew.
Yeah, thank you.
Moving on to committee reports, there are actually no action items at this time. We already took care of the public works issue at the full board on Tuesday for the issuance of bonds. Proclamations, A, commending Shelby Township Officer Paul Sorbo for receiving the Police Medal of Valor, moved by Carabelli, supported by Sabatini. Commissioner Carabelli, next month you're going to have this individual out?
We're fine, yes, sir.
Okay, terrific. Have a motion support. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Proclamation passes unanimously. Executive session to discuss pending litigation. Need a motion to... Moved by Sabatini, supported by Sagar.
We need roll call.
Roll call.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Tucci?
Yes.
Feinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Sagar?
Yes.
Smith?
Here.
Plattsburgh?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
Sorry. Here and yes. It's still here.
We're out of executive session.
The thundering herd wants to speak.
In terms of new business, I think Commissioner said yesterday they wanted some of the charts that we have for the budget hearing sent to the department heads so they had a chance to offer better answers or materials ahead of time instead of after the fact. And so we'll send those over from here on out to those different departments so they have an idea of what information we're looking for so they're better prepared. With that, any other new business? Seeing none, public participation once, twice, three times closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Tucci?
Here.
Flynn?
Here.
Feinfeld? Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller? Sabatini? Sagar?
Here.
Smith?
Yes.
Toco?
Here.
Bosberg?
Here.
Motion adjourned by Sagar, supported by Tucci. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.